Thank you for calling in. This is Joe. How can I help you?
Hi, may I please speak to Peter?
Can I have your name?
Yeah, just tell him that's Dosi.
Okay, all right. And what is this in regards to?
Just a follow-up on the website that they're working on for me.
Okay, all right. If you can just give me like 1 minute so I can just go ahead and check up on that for you, okay?
Okay, sure. Thanks.
All right. No worries.
Hey, Parthi, this is Peter.
Oh, hey, Peter, how's it going?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Sorry about that. I was on a call.
No problem.
Okay, so I do have the credit card info. My dad, I talked to my dad, so you guys will take charge $100?
Yes, the remaining amount of the $100 and the 8% tax will be applied, so that will be a total of $108, I guess.
Why 108?
The 8% taxes are included in the payments. I guess I told Mahendra before too that when he paid the remaining amount of like $250, tax was included in that too.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, because I thought it was just a flat package. Why would there be tax on services, right?
Well, what
you
happens
don't,
is that
you don't usually charge.
If the payment is a one time, if you pay an upfront. What usually customers do is that if they pay upfront, then the taxes are not applied. But if there are some recurring payments on that, there are taxes are applied because the transaction amount increases and the company needs to pay the taxes on the transaction amounts.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm not following because you guys collect. You only collect sales tax based on. You know, shipment of goods, right? You guys are providing a service, so there should not be any sales tax on the providing of goods.
Okay, so let me ask the billing if we can waive off the taxes if that's a concern for you, the $8.
No, I've never heard of charging sales tax on services, right? Like, normally in the U.S., right, if you ship goods, then yes, like when we ship the book, we have to collect sales tax on that to the government, but. Service-based, you never charge sales tax on service-based. But yeah, see if you can waive that.
Okay. So can you hold on the line for a second?
Sure.
Hey, Pardeep, you there?
Yes.
Yes. So I just had a word with the billing. They will be taken care of from the company fund. That's not a problem. So the tax will be taken care of by the company fund. You just need to pay the $100 flat for your remaining.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. And then are you still going to optimize the website for mobile? Because okay, perfect. Because when I look at it, it's the image is cut off and the headers are still a little funky. They don't look as clean. So,
I understand. Yeah, we are fixing the mobile responsive thing too.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Because, yeah, that would be nice just to have it view easily on the mobile. So, okay, so here's the, let me give you the credit card number.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, 4006. 1780. 0908-2140.
Okay, and the expiration?
Is 0424.
Okay. and we'll be needing the last three digits too.
Okay, 196.
Okay, and the one last thing will be the billing zip code.
95148.
95148. Okay, Parthiv, you can ask Mahendra. He will be receiving a complete paid invoice of these $100 too on his email.
Okay.
Which we have. Okay, so once the payment goes through, he will be getting an invoice too. Okay?
Okay, perfect. Okay, that's great.
Thank you so much for your time, Parthiv.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.